As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We're grateful that you're here with us right now. It looks like it's a beautiful day outside at this point in time. It's a 74 and sunny, according to my computer right in front of me. Isn't it weird to sit at a computer and know that it's 74 and sunny outside?
Yeah, it's a little bit depressing when I get here in the morning because I get here usually around 10:30, and it's especially this time of year, it's so nice out, and then there's just that understanding. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go 8 hours without feeling any of this.
Do you feel vitamin D and being in the sun is something that I realize I do not do enough of. If I exercise, it's usually inside. It's going to the YMCA or inside my home. And I really should just go outside and walk and be in the sun. I realized that during COVID a lot. That was something that I've always said, if I could change two things about myself, I would change the fact that I am not a morning person, and I would make myself love running. How do you feel about running, Ethan?
I have a love-hate relationship with running.
And explain that.
I hate it during, but I love it after, because I'm like, good for me for doing that. But during...
How frequently do you run?
In the last 6 to 8 months, I have not ran really at all. But prior to that, the past several years, I've consistently gone and mm-hmm. been a runner. And, you know, nothing crazy, 2 to 3 miles.
That's good.
Yeah, well, I mean, some people
around
me. Are
you good
at it? I'm not like I would have been good in high school or anything like that. I mean, I would probably like for a 2 mile run, like 10 mm-hmm. minutes per mile. I don't know, nothing crazy. So, not really.
A 10 minute mile is good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Isn't that a 6? That'd be a 6 miles per hour.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Well,
I never understand. I hate running on treadmills.
Well,
I can't
math
do it.
Suggests that 6 miles per hour, if you ran for an hour, would be 60 minutes. And if you're doing 6, then that's a 10-minute
mile. I'm just not smart enough to do that math. But I can tell you that I can't run on treadmills because I have to be going somewhere.
Are you bored?
Yes, but I also have to be forced to like get to a point to where I can be mm-hmm. done. Mm-hmm. If I'm like a mile from my house, then I have to get back there some way, but I can stop at any point on a treadmill. I just can't do it.
Yeah. I just look at the numbers and I'm like, why aren't you moving faster?
Yeah.
Why is this sucks. I don't want the vitals of everything all the time. If you're outside, you're just, there's a tree and I'm running to the tree. Okay, I'll run to the stop sign or, you know, whatever it might be. And then, what about you, Brad? Are you a runner?
I used to run a lot. I would run, I think it would be about 3-5 Ks a week.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I injured my hip. And I got out of it, and now I don't run much anymore because it, you know, still have the hip issue every now and then. It just, I don't know how to describe it other than it gets really numb. And I ask my doctor about it, and he's like, yeah, getting old stinks. And I'm like, no, that doesn't help.
Nice.
So during COVID, I kind of went crazy on it, and I was running between 10 and 12 miles a week, which I was pretty proud of.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
It's good.
I was like nocturnal. I would start my runs at like midnight, and then I would go home and I would, you know, get cleaned up.
That's,
and I would,
that is really nocturnal.
Then I'd watch a movie or something, and I'd go to bed at like 4 a.m.
I thought you were going
to
say you'd like run. I mean, COVID started in March, so it was probably getting dark around 7:30, but completely dark by 8. I thought you were saying like, oh, I'd start my run at 9, and then you'd stay afterwards.
I mean, my days would start at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Holy cow.
I was, my schedule was totally flipped during COVID.
What were you doing in 2020?
I was a college student.
Did you live on campus?
No, I was a junior college student, so I lived at home.
So you lived, so you were on your own time, and were you doing online?
I was doing online. And I would, I'm trying to recall what exactly I would do, because we would have some classes in the morning, but most of my classes weren't in the morning. So I was able to kind of set up the schedule to where I didn't have to be up in the morning.
Brilliant.
I just sleep for the first half of the
day. When COVID happened and you were all online, how often was class slated at a, you had to be at a specific place at a specific time? Like, even if it was in front of a computer at home? Was that the majority of the time?
I would say that it was probably the majority.
So you still had to proverbially show up.
Yes. It was a lot of Zoom classes, because those were still, considered at that point still in-person classes, as far as like, you're going to have a meetup, you're going to, you signed up for an in-person class.
Yeah.
So you're trying to, I guess, keep that as close to that as possible. It wasn't like it was, these were remote classes at the time where...
Because a remote class, a lot of times they'll
on
like,
your own schedule.
They'll upload information. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You've got to meet a deadline and you've got to consume things in a specific time and return.
These were not like that.
This was just like a Zoom meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
Yeah. I loved it. I would...
Would you have preferred it?
Probably not. Probably not. I understand the detriment that it caused for a lot of, I would say probably, I think it had more effect on kids that were younger than me than it did for college students. The stuff that mattered to me at that time, the growing in my broadcasting skills and doing a lot of those things, we could still do from home. We could still go on air. We still got reviewed on our air checks and things like that. We still did our Saturday morning sports shows. So
what did you talk about? There were no sports.
That was quite the challenge. So we had to get pretty creative with some of the things that we would discuss. But we would go back and we had to get really creative. At one point, we actually did a simulation of every single world championship St. Louis Cardinals team against one another. And we talked through each matchup every week. And we would do a lot of like, who's the GOAT kind of conversations and things like that. But it was challenging there for a little while. Trying to be a sports director of a station when no sports were allowed to be going on had its difficulties. But I would say like those kinds of things I was still able to do. But, you know, some of the gen ed classes that I was still taking, I mean, you kind of slithered your way through those. They were easier to, you know, avoid having to work hard in those classes. Did it affect me? No, but I mean, those things are affected the kids in lower grades because, you know, they're learning still those aspects of how to work and how to study and things like that.
It's really important for us to reflect on COVID and how it affected different people and age groups. Certainly, you know, my children were kind of forged in it. So COVID, they don't understand a childhood that doesn't have a COVID time. And that sticks out to them more than, you know, what life would be like if they never knew mask wearing. My now third grader remembers more school wearing a mask than not wearing a mask.
That's crazy. That is so crazy.
And
to
they
me.
And they went to a Lutheran school that was in session. Like the only time they were off was the March through the end of May, and then the rest of the time they were in school. And the school did thank you Lutheran schools. The Lutheran schools that they attended did everything they could, I mean, to make sure you had kids in school. And at the time, I was very much like, if you want them to wear masks and distance and stuff like that, but they're in school, I'll take it. Because that was as good as you could get in Illinois. In Missouri, there were people who were doing regular school a lot sooner. In Illinois, I mean, it went on forever. We had a rally. We had a Show Me Your Smile rally. And I feel like that was in March of 22?
Yeah, it would have been at least March 22 because I started here in 21 of
that's
September
so
of 21.
Crazy. In March of 22, it's weird to think about that. We on the show led a rally in Edwardsville to say, let us choose if our child wears masks in March of 22.
When sports did resume, this would have been fall of 2020 and spring of 2021. The school that I was attending at the time tried to force the broadcasters to wear masks outdoors while we were broadcasting, had a microphone in our face with a headset. Like, it doesn't work. It literally doesn't work. Yeah. And then when I transferred to my university, they were still wearing masks. That would have been fall of 2021. And I think that they finally let up in the spring of 2022 at some point. But they were pretty hardcore on us. I was an RA, so they really hounded on us. If you weren't wearing them, you'd get in trouble. And I pushed back pretty hard on those.
The thing that frustrates me about it so much is that it was the blind leading the blind on the issue. There were people, like a lot of the policies were implemented just because they were worried about lawsuits. And so you just had to pass the buck. So what did the CDC say today? We're just going to go with that. Now, the CDC had a lot of power over a lot of people's lives at that time by being able to make those policies. And then a lot of other people just Pontius Pilate wash their hands of it and say, well, this is the guidance, because they didn't want to get in trouble for doing the wrong thing, which frustrates me. And I have these realizations every once in a while. And it happened Tuesday at the game. Some kids wanted some nachos and I was going to share some with my my daughter and my husband. And so we went to get the Alberto's nachos or whatever. They give you a huge box of nachos and then you can put toppings on it, and there's a little bar of toppings, and it's just this big vat of sour cream and hot peppers and I think olives and onions and I don't know what else was out there, and people are just one at a time doing up their nachos. Everybody's touching the same ladle, and I said out loud to the people I was with, I'm like, COVID's over. I just think of these situations that we were in, and it would have been unimaginable in the midst of that to have this scenario, like buffets. No, we are not.
Yeah, how long were we without a lot of that kind of stuff?
I don't know.
Just in the world.
I don't love buffets.
Sure.
In general, not my fave.
If I was Ryan Wiggins, I'd say, oh, I love buffets.
Yes, he loves a good buffet. But I see that type of stuff and I'm like, I'm kind of glad this stuff is back, because it means that we've completely kicked down the door and we've sprinted in the other direction. It doesn't feel like we're looking back. Do you feel like there's anything still lingering out there?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
That COVID has, I think the things that have not returned are truly just business decisions that companies have made because of business.
Remote work, is that what you're referring to?
No, well, yes, but also just things that really affect the bottom line that businesses get to blame COVID for, but maybe would have loved to have done before COVID, but now they can get away with it because COVID pushed us in a direction to not do said thing anymore. I always say McDonald's breakfast. Why did that have to go away? 24-hour breakfast? That's never come back. Remember drive-thrus?
Was that a COVID? Was that?
I think it's connected to
that's
it.
That's when it went away, yeah.
I mean,
evil.
Because they didn't want to have as many people working in the same spaces. Or I mean, fast food restaurants weren't open for a while, right? Everything shut down.
Yeah, most everything closed. At least for 2 weeks.
Yeah, at least at the very beginning.
You find out who the government thinks is an essential worker. My work is essential because it's how I feed my family.
Yeah.
And if the government deems it non-essential, screw you. I mean, you can't take away people's livelihoods. They took away people's livelihoods and then they handed out money from people who were not making money, taking money from people who weren't making money. Like, boy, and here we are in this situation with inflation out of control.
I was a server at a restaurant and we were closed down for, I mean, at least several months. And that was, I was living under my parents' roof, but it was
no
even
income.
my own personal bank account, it was slim
Yeah.
because I didn't have a job. And I know
it's not your fault.
Right. Yeah. So that was a tough situation when we came back. It was masks everywhere, and you're in back in a hot steaming kitchen, and in the middle of the summer. It was and then it was outdoor seating only for a little while at first. It was.
And you could take your mask off when you sat down at the table because COVID couldn't get you. What the heck is that?
If you sit down.
WT on YouTube says Walmart still has an open 24 hours a day. Yeah, what is that? If you need something at 12:30 at night, and a lot of you are saying, like, who needs some? I need things.
You'd be amazed.
I need things at 12:30 at night, especially when you're raising babies. I need things at 12:30 at night. Why is Walmart not 24 hours? And I think the only reason it's not 24 hours is because, from a business standpoint, they don't think it's worth it. Yeah. Which, I mean, that's capitalism. I understand that. But they never would. That wasn't the case before COVID. It was worth it then. It's just not worth bringing it back now.
I think there was probably a lot of, I think universities didn't do remote learning and remote classes to the extent that they do now. I think that COVID really opened something up there with using Zooms and being able to make the most of those kinds of things. I think that's definitely stuck around since COVID as well.
When COVID hit for me, I was mowing grass. And it was, you know, it was in March when they shut everything down. And then end of March, beginning of April is whenever mowing season started. And my customer started reaching out. I was like, hey, are you going to mow grass this year? And so there was a lot of investigation of, like, would I be hauled off from their house in handcuffs for being outside when I wasn't supposed to be and all that other stuff. And then, like, the other side of it was, okay, and you got to wear a mask. And so you go outside. That lasted about a half an hour. I had a mask on. Stupid. Trying to mow. It was dumb. And, like, my safety glasses are fogging up and all that other stuff.
Who told you you had to wear a mask?
Nobody. I just assumed that I needed to. And then as it went on, I was like, no, there's nobody here. I'll be fine. It's just one of those things that I had to figure out on my own. Anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, stuff. Yeah. 24-hour Walmarts, breakfasts, all-day breakfast. That wasn't that long. That didn't start that much longer before, I mean, maybe a year or two before everything shut down in COVID, right?
I don't know. I think that the way that we connect with one another through electronics, and really, I'm just going to say it, forcing a specific generation of older people, probably Gen X and older, to say, no, you have to learn how to do this. I believe that a large majority of those individuals are glad that they now can conduct business that way. But there are some people who are like, oh, I just don't know how to do that. And now everybody knows how to do it. You have to know how to do it to be able to communicate via Zoom and all that type of stuff. Let's take a quick break. We're going to have Trisha come in next. Little Annie, are you okay? And we'll see what Trisha has for us in just a minute. Join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Come say hi. We'd love to chat with you. You can vote in the YouTube live chat poll, which is located while the video is live. While we're live on the radio, we're also live on YouTube. And in the live chat version of that broadcast, you can vote in this poll. Do you celebrate Easter? Yes, is a religious holiday. Yes, is a secular holiday. Or no, you don't celebrate it. On the Annie Fry YouTube channel, in studio here on 97.1 Next, Trisha with Annie, are you okay?
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
Well, it's time for Annie, Are You Okay? And we've got Trisha in here. Hi, Trisha. How are you?
Hi, Annie. Hi, Brad. I'm good. How are you?
Hello.
How's your chair?
It is lower than it was when I started sitting in it a second ago.
You know, we talk about our chairs every once in a while. We want new chairs in the studio. We're working on it. But the funny thing is, it's not that my chair's pretty comfortable, but some of these chairs just slowly move throughout the course of the show. So you could just like be in a very slow, quiet descent.
This was a pretty quick ride. I hopped in. I'm like, oh, this feels good. Whoop.
Down she goes.
Yep. Here I am.
All right. What do you got for us today?
Vegas Wedding Chapel offering Star Wars themed weddings for May 4th. It's that time of year again. The Little Vegas Chapel is once again offering Star Wars themed weddings for May 4th. Couples who want to tie the knot in a galaxy far, far away can choose from two packages titled
Talk to Katy Perry.
Yoda One for Me and Love Star. The chapel promoted the packages with photos of staff members wearing t-shirts saying, Till Death Star Do Us Part.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Annie, are you okay with Star Wars?
Yeah. I am a blanket okay with Star Wars. Star Wars people on the other end.
What's wrong with Star Wars people?
Here we go. Brad?
I'm a Star Wars person, but I'm also not...
You sound so whiny.
I'm not one, I'm not one of those Star Wars
I'm not one of those Star Wars.
No, nobody ever is.
Yes. Listen, wait, so
listen,
like...
I'm a Disney person. I understand this.
It's like Carl Middleman is a Star Wars
yes.
person.
Yes, that
really
kid,
cool merch.
Yes,
level.
I called him a kid. He wears Star Wars gear all the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
And? Do you love him for it?
Not for that, but for other reasons.
Other reasons?
Yeah, he's great.
Are you okay with Star Wars, Ethan?
Yeah, I'm okay with Star Wars. I think it's a pretty good series, and the new stuff is terrible.
Terrible.
Awful.
Is there anything new that's good?
Define, since like the new...
I don't know. Don't ask me to define it.
yes, I would say that I would define new as the newest trilogy and everything
yeah,
since then.
Post-Disney.
Rogue One is I guess, how would you describe Rogue One? It's like a...
Is
it's
that
not,
a movie?
Yes, it's not a part of the...
It Well, it tells the story about how they got the deaths. So it takes place in between
Nerds.
The... Yeah.
But like, it's not one of the episodes.
It's not one of the main stories, but it tells a part of the story that plays a vital role in the main story.
Rogue One is a phenomenal movie.
Okay.
And The Mandalorian is very good.
I really liked the Mandalorian. Yeah, that was good.
Your question was, do I like Star Wars?
Yeah,
I do. And I want Star Wars to come back. I want them to develop something that is absolutely amazing. That the Star Wars people, the nerds like Brad and Carl.
Brad's not like...
Brad and Carl are the same.
This is where you say, no, we're not.
No, we're not.
Stop it.
I'm whining about
listen,
it.
Listen.
So nothing like that.
There's a line, and you guys are on one side of the line, maybe in different places, but there's a line.
So farther across the line than others.
And
but
I would venture to say that a large percentage of our audience are Star Wars people, and it would make me so happy to see new, fresh people, and maybe some, I don't know, old Star Wars people who were part of the I don't know who the players are. I don't know who the players need to be, but if somehow or another they were able to come back, and I don't care, I've heard of people suggest this before, just pretend that a lot of the bad stuff didn't happen and pick it up from and do it right the way you should have the first time. If they were to come back and do that in a way that honored the Star Wars people, of which I am not one, but I love a lot of people who are Star Wars people, that would be the best bless your heart to the dummies that have ruined so much of what Disney has purchased and owned and messed up. So the resurgence of good, true, honest Star Wars would make me so happy from a cultural standpoint for the world, but also for the Star Wars people like Brad and Carl.
Brad, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe that they have announced that they're going to do a new trilogy and that it is going to have nothing to do with the last three.
It's not going to have anything to do
with
Rey.
It's a little down the road, but it's going to be completely...
Actually.
But it's going to be a completely different storyline. So it sounds like we may be getting something similar to what you just said.
Maybe.
Fred's done.
The hottest new reality TV drama is a live stream of migrating Arctic moose. A majestic herd of moose is captivating millions across the globe thanks to Sweden's now iconic live stream, The Great Moose Migration. Dubbed reality TV at its finest, the broadcast returned April 15th, a full week earlier than anticipated, after an unusually warm spring jump-started the annual inland trek of the country's largest land mammals. You can stream The Great Moose Migration for free at svtvplay.se, or you can just Google Migrating Moose TV. Annie, are you okay with reality TV?
Oh, man. More than I'd like to admit. Well, first of all, when we define reality TV, we're basically saying not scripted TV, right? Because reality TV has little reality in it.
Yeah, is there any real, other than this moose thing? There was a fish thing not too long ago, too, where you could watch the fish.
That's weird. I would say that reality TV is probably best represented on YouTube. Because you can watch, I mean, we're live streaming right now. Is this reality TV? I mean, it's real, and it's, you can put it on your smart TV.
And it's not scripted?
And it's not scripted.
Well, this part is.
It would be easier if it were scripted. Probably wouldn't be as fun. Mm-hmm. I think that reality TV exists more in platforms like YouTube than it does in production that you see on your television that's on, like, what we would
refer to as TV channels.
Is there any of that guilty pleasure reality, reality in air quotes, TV that you can get into?
Not the super trashy stuff like Real Housewives and stuff like that. They do not need me to be interested in it to be successful. They've proven that there is a market for that. So, you know, whatever people are into. I used to, when I had younger kids and didn't have so many schedules to coordinate and places to be, I would watch. I watched a lot of what was the show with Jazz Jennings? I Am Jazz, I think. But
I don't know that one.
Jazz. It was a transgender male to female, and this family transitioned him when he was two.
Whoa.
And then they showed the different types of surgeries that eventually happened in her teens and his.
What was the justification for that?
It's unbelievable. I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I could. And like the access that you were given through the lens of a produced reality show. So that might be conflicting. I just hadn't experienced anything like that before. So I watched that and people would be like, oh, don't give them ratings. I was curious and I wanted to know about it because it was just foreign to what I understood. I used to watch The Biggest Loser a lot. I loved watching that. And, you know, like, it was The Biggest Loser trashy TV. To me, it was kind of inspiring to watch these people improve their lives. Now, there are a lot of questions about methods that were used during The Biggest Loser.
But it was exciting. You'd see progress that seemed like good progress.
Yeah, and I liked Jillian Michaels. I liked seeing that. So I would certainly say that I have watched what would be classified as reality TV, and everybody kind of has their own avenue of like. Like, the idea of Dr. Pimple Popper existing as successfully as it does. Do any of you watch it? Have any of you seen it?
I see the clips on like, Instagram Reels.
Do you watch them?
I'm a sucker for them.
You love them?
Oh, I love them.
Oh, Ethan. Come on.
Look at these things. These are awesome. Those things are awesome?
Yeah. So satisfying. Watch it.
Can you tell, like, at the start of the video whether or not this is going to be a good one or a bad one?
Usually the thumbnail is like, ooh, it's like, how gross is that one? If it's pretty gross, then I'm probably going to
watch it. The grosser, the better?
The grosser, the better.
Especially if the person gags on the video. They're like, ugh.
Yeah, that helps. That also helps. Because they always play, like, the most disgusting part, like a probably a 5-second clip of it at the beginning. You're like, oh, that was nasty. And then they hook you up for, like, a 5-minute video
to see
like,
how you got to there.
The exact same thing that I just watched.
Are you watching Dr. Pimple Popper, Trisha?
I'm not, no. No, I'm not.
Would you, if someone was like, you've got to see this, and they started showing it to you, would you have to see it? Would you be able to turn away?
I would be able to turn away from Dr. Pimple Popper. I can't even say it.
Brad?
No, I couldn't turn away. Oh, I'd have
listen,
to see it.
Boys. I can't.
Like, what's
I
it going to do? Whoa!
What do you think it's going to do? Dance?
Well, there's all different.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my hon.
Now, I know that could get grosser.
You obviously have never seen Spaceballs.
Okay, but for real, I'm trying to find this moose stream. What is it called again?
The moose stream.
Just Google the Great Moose Migration.
I know, and I'm just seeing a bunch of people talking about it, but I can't find the actual link. I'm getting upset. Thank you.
Brad, do you watch reality TV?
Not a lot of it. I'm trying to think of which ones maybe I watch. My wife will watch it, and I'll sit down and watch with her. But
in college, I remember the group of people I hung out with, Jared's cousin and this group of people would watch the choppers, like the Orange County choppers or whatever.
Yeah.
Like people who would get custom chopper motors. Like, I don't care about any of that, but I'm always like, I have to see how this ends.
How's the drama?
I like some of those food. I used to watch Food Network Star, Design Star, some of those reality competitions.
Along the lines of the Orange County choppers, like what was the one? Chip Foos was the car designer, and they would steal somebody's car and then like restore it and then give it back to them. I really liked that show.
Bobo Farms on YouTube says Duck Dynasty. I loved Duck Dynasty.
Good point.
And that's reality TV that I like. I think and I've actually hosted an event with Alan Robertson, who's the oldest beardless bro, and he's been on the show a few times. He would explain it like they would start with the premise and then they'd go and make the show. So I don't think it was there were real things about it. They're real people. But he even said that the personalities were kind of switched up. Like, Jace is actually much more like Willie, and Willie was actually much more like Jace, and that they were actually kind of like parodying each other in the show, which I found interesting and actually could see how that would make the show more entertaining. If you were playing a character of your brother, you could have fun with that.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
So I would say yes. I, on the whole, reality TV gets a thumbs up as much as anything else does.
Woman dyes Easter eggs in her toilet. A video of a content creator dyeing Easter
eggs. Ethan, you into this too?
You know he is. A video of a content creator dyeing Easter eggs in her toilet bowl went viral this week.
Oh my gosh.
The woman's from Minnesota. She fills her toilet bowl with 24 eggs and then proceeds to dump food coloring in the colored liquid into the bowl. She then sprinkles in baking soda and pours in a gallon of vinegar. The eggs magically turn into tie-dye looking creations ready for Easter. Annie, are you okay with preparing food items in the bathroom?
I'm trying to think of how someone could say yes to this, and I'm coming up with nothing. Ethan?
Do we have a location on where in Minnesota? I'm a little bit concerned at the moment.
Yeah, it seems like Trish has got something out in Minnesota.
Ethan's like, my wife has like these great tie-dyed eggs.
Does she have a viral video this week?
No, not that I know of. No, I can't say that I am okay with food being prepared in the bathroom. I just think of just how many germs are in the air. Mm. And the thought of that makes me sick.
All right, Brad, you don't drink alcohol. Ethan, you enjoy a beer every once in a while? Or
sure
not?
Do.
Amen.
Yeah, they're watching Pimple Popper.
Nothing like sitting down on a Friday night, popping on the cold one and watching her pop those.
Dang it, gross.
Shower beers. Yay or nay? In your time.
Never tried it.
Yes, the best.
A shower beer?
Yeah.
We'll get back to you this weekend.
You can actually buy a cup holder like that goes on in your shower to set your beer in there.
Really?
We had this conversation on the show before. I don't really remember. I don't drink beer, but like a nice cold drink in the shower. Have you ever had a drink in the shower?
Yeah, I did a shower root beer after you guys talked about it.
That is so wholesome.
That's the braddest thing that's ever been like,
what's
bratted.
This like? Let's make it as cold as like I put it in ice and got it real cold.
He's got his
like,
cooler in
went
there.
Went mowed the grass and then came back in. I was like, all right, let's see what this is all about.
How was the shower root beer?
It was great.
Delightful.
Did it relax you afterwards?
Yes. Yeah, it was
go
great.
Go out for a fun night of town. Yeah, I think a cold drink in the shower if you're, you know, when you're cutting the grass, it's such a filthy thing, especially in the middle of the summer when everything is dusty and everything. You get a refreshing drink in the shower. I had said something to my husband about that. This is years ago when we talked about it. And he's like, no, I've never done that. I'm like, I don't know. Everybody says so. So he did it. He's like, I'm going to do that again. I was like, okay. I don't need to know about it. What's the question? Yes.
Food in the bathroom.
No.
KFC introduces fried chicken flavored toothpaste and it's selling out.
No.
That's right. KFC recently reintroduced a fried chicken flavored toothpaste. It's a limited edition and you can buy it on highsmileteeth.com for $13.
You're going to charge you for it?
It's inspired by the company's famous 11 herbs and spices.
Can we expense a tube of this and give it to Ryan and have him taste it?
It's sold out almost instantly. There's
that's because they didn't
right
actually,
now.
They had like one tube.
Nobody's going to buy this.
One dork bought this fried chicken toothpaste.
Just saying, looks like a hot ticket item to me. Annie, are you okay with fried chicken?
Without the bones. Which, like a chicken
is that
tendy?
Just like a chicken nugget.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, how do you do that? I guess you mean like chicken nuggets?
But it has to be real chicken. It can't be like processed and mushed together. So
you have to be able to peel it apart and peels apart like chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's delicious. I'm not eating off the bone ever.
Chicken wing?
So you're not like a wings or drumsticks? No.
Is there a bone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the answer is no.
Wow.
No.
That's crazy.
I specifically remember my grandma frying chicken and putting it on my plate and it tastes good. I don't like the bone. The gristle is the worst.
Yeah,
I'm more
terrible.
Repulsed by a bite full of gristle, like when you bite into it and it's like, no. And it bounces back. I'm like, what's going on? You're not supposed to do that. So I would eat it because she'd be mad if I didn't, like maybe offended. It was delicious chicken, but I would only eat like you know, just right, if you're eating a wing or whatever, just eat right around central where the meat was. And she's like, there's so much more meat on that bone. You know, people, you probably are these people where it's like, and you just take the bone out of your mouth and it's gone.
You're like, where'd the rest of it go? Like, I know all of that was not good.
Do you chew? Do you just swallow so you don't have that negative experience and discussion with the chicken who's like, I don't want to be chewed. I want to stay the way I am. And I'm like, well, I get it. I don't want to eat you either. So a chicken nuggy is what we call them in the house.
That's adorable.
Isn't it?
Yes.
You know what we call noodles?
Noodlies? I don't know.
Nudies.
I was afraid it was going to be that, so
you
I
knew
didn't
it
say
was.
It.
Yeah.
We get some nudies.
Ryan would have just said it.
Yeah. No, he probably. Well,
and he would have
yeah.
been like, wow, this is so, I just came up with that on my own.
Chicken nuggies, chicken tendies. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm going to do when my children are grown and I'm still calling them chicken. I call them chicky nuggies. So.
I call Bernie a little chicken nugget.
Yeah.
He's my little chicken nugget.
Yeah, absolutely.
So fried chicken, yes, no bone.
Fried chicken, yes, but with fine print. Okay,
and finally, three men, one teen, facing multiple charges in Louisiana for riding horses in Walmart.
Okay. Were they like real horses or
yep,
okay.
real big old horses? Well, it was another TikTok stunt. It happened in Baker, Louisiana.
Oh, that makes me mad. No.
Well, they got arrested for it.
Yes.
Wow.
I wish to wait for the question.
They're all facing charges for entering and remaining after forbidden unlawful post of criminal
activity. Charged with being idiots
and disturbing the peace. My question to you is, are you okay with horseback riding?
Yeah, I've done it before, like maybe in Girl Scouts. I was in Girl Scouts for 3 or 4 years, and I know we did it then. I was super intimidated by the horses, though. But I think I'd like to do it again. We're going to Hawaii in the end of May in the June, and I've heard that there's horseback riding opportunities mm-hmm. in Hawaii, and I thought, that would be a cool time.
Be awesome.
Yeah. Get thrown off of a horse into the mouth of a shark.
At least you're in Hawaii.
This there's is how a, my
listen,
brain works,
if there's
people.
Annie, if there's a way to
what
go,
a bad
I
day.
Mean, that's like top five coolest ways ever
the,
to go.
The stories
like
that will be told.
The story ends in my death, and Ethan's like, but what a death it would be.
Just saying. I mean.
We didn't even need Ryan back. You are in rare, full Ryan form. I love it. All right. Horseback riding, yes. I should do that again. That would be fun. All right. Thanks, Trisha.
Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Likewise.
YouTube live chat poll. We're going to get the results with Ethan when we come back. Do you celebrate Easter? Yes, as a religious holiday. Yes, as a secular holiday. Or no, let us know in the Annie Fry YouTube channel. The poll will be live until the show is no longer live. And then we'll hand it over to Mark Reardon. So stick around. Get those results when we come back. Mom messaged me to say Popple Pimper. That's a whole different show.
Annie just broke.
Popple Pimper.
Love that. Whoosh.
Maybe that's what she watches. I don't even know.
The Popple Pimper.
She said it's awesome. She wrote it in all caps. I said, ew.
Poctor Dimple Bopper.
I'd rather watch that, honestly. I'd rather watch Popple Pimper than Pimple Popper. I'd be okay with that.
How much time we got left?
Speaking
here?
Of watching things that I don't know much about. Popple Pimper. Gross. Have you ever watched it on TV, or do you only watch it like the clips that find their way? Ooh, you DVR it, don't you?
No, I do not.
I don't believe you.
I think that I have caught it on TV once or twice. It's just too boring. The full show itself, I think, is boring. I don't like reality TV in
You've
general, really, though.
You've been forged in the... In the time of the internet, the immediate satisfaction that you need from watching something, your attention span is not what we were grown up with, and I am where you are now. Like,
yes.
Just get to the point.
Yes, I would agree, but I also just don't really care for reality TV in general.
Just in general?
So I think it's a combination of the two. Like, growing up, I'd watch, like, American Pickers with my dad, I guess.
I liked
like,
American Pickers.
I enjoyed that. Or Pawn Stars, we watched that a little bit, too.
Best I Can Do?
But we never watched, like...
Best I Can Do was Popple Pimper.
Dr. Dimple Bopper. But there were...
Can I please pop your dimple? I don't think that's how it works.
There were never any of, like... You know, The Bachelors or Survivors or those kinds of things. Those were never on in our house.
Survivor was kind of like the original, wasn't it? Wasn't
yeah.
Survivor yeah. like the... That yeah. was
Probably
so...
those two were the originals.
What was the other one you said?
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor was... That's newer.
Was it Survivor and then like Big Brother?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Neither of which I ever watched.
Same.
Maybe American Idol at some point. I don't.
Yeah.
We're all kind of.
Watched one season.
I watched American Idol for a few seasons. Didn't start with it. Didn't stick with it. It's really the judges that make it for me. Mm-hmm. I loved Harry Connick Jr. Still do. I thought J-Lo was good. Simon, my spirit animal. Just like tell it like it is. Let him have it. Let's get to the YouTube live chat poll here real quick. We'll go around the room and get the results.
Well, let me get off of the moose stream here real quick. And
he's,
then
yeah,
I'll,
he can't stop it now. He's in love with the moose.
Yeah, so thank you, Trisha, for that. All right, 245 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Do you celebrate Easter? And this one, I'm happy to say, is not close. 80% say yes, religious holiday. 12% say yes, secular holiday. And only 7% say no.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's a religious holiday. Certainly, there are some secular things to it, but it wouldn't exist in its own right without the purpose of the religious holiday. I just find it interesting how much consumerism there is available for Easter for something that I think like is kind of silly without the religious aspect of it.
It's very out of the way.
Yeah, Christmas. I understand how it's a standalone in a secular world. You know, wish it weren't that way, but I understand that. But Easter, not so much. Religious for me, for you, Ethan?
Religious, yes.
Yeah, it's religious for me as well.
Yeah, 80% of you agree. Thanks for voting today. Stick around here because the Mark Reardon Show is coming up next on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.